And then it says a list of the Nesim of each Shevet, Nasiach and Nasiach Alamat, the Tikhul and Cholos Ha'oretz. What exactly was the role of the Nesim is very unclear in the Chumash. The Gemara never explains it. The Rambam explains it. You look in Perek Aleph in the Hilchos Trumas, Halacha Beis, the second half of Halacha Beis. What did Nesim do over here? So the Rambam says the Halacha requires that the Mekadosh of Eretz Yisrael the first time around, and days we should be known, that's called the Kedusha Rishayna. The Kedusha Rishayna, most of the Tanaim assume was bottled, so then after the 7 years of Golos Babel, there had to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael the second time around. That was not Ayidei Kibush, but the Kedusha Rishayna, the Rambam explains, was Ayidei Kibush, and the Kibush had to be a Kibush Rabim. So they had to draw a map, and they were going. It makes sense that Shevet Reuven should fight in that area that they're going to take. Ultimately, Shevet Shimon should fight in that area. But then it may look like a Kibush Yochid. Shevet Reuven conquered that area and they took it for themselves. Shevet Yisachar took their Shevet, their area. So they all drew a map in advance and they all made up. All of the Nesim were representing all of the Shvatim. And they made up that this is a plan. They're conquering all of Eretz on behalf of all of the Shvatim. That's what made it into a Kibush Rabim. If it wouldn't be a Kibush Rabim, Eretz Yisrael wouldn't have a Kedusha Sa'aretz. That's what the Rambam explains, Pshat in the Parsha. This is a problematic Rambam because the Gemara in Gittin, Chesam and Beis, has a Machloikis HaTanayim, where the Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush Anat, to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, Dabar HaMelech, is Kobish Surya. And the Gemara considered that a Kibush Yochid. He took it for his family. He didn't divide it amongst all of the Shvatim. So how can the Rambam say that's pshat in the Pasuk, that you need Kibush Rabim if it's a Machlokes HaTanaim, where they need Kibush Rabim? So I think the Teretz perhaps is very simple. To be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael proper, everyone agrees that you need Kibush Rabim. Then the Tosus in Gitnan, Ches Amid Aleph, the last Tosus on the bottom, Dibra Mascha Kibush, last few lines in Tosus they call the Sifrei, on the Pasuk in Chumash Dvorim, Kol Mokam Shatidroch Kaf Ragalachem Bo Lachem Nesativ. Kol is a ribui. Kol Mokam means Arotzas on the surface. Not only is Eretz Yisrael proper, have Kedusha in the Gvulas of Eretz Yisrael, if the Jewish army conquers additional areas, they can endow them with Kedusha also have Kedusha Sa'aretz. So that's a Machlokes HaTanoim. Surya was not Toch Gvulas Ha'aretz. Dabar HaMelech was Kovish Surya, that was a Kibush Yochid. So that's a Shaila. Maybe since Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha, maybe the Kedusha spills over into the Arotzes on the surface, even if that's going to be a Kibush Yochid. So that was a Machloikis, and we Paskin also know. We Paskin that Surya did not have a Kedusha in the Torah. The Kedusha was only made the Rabbanim. It's interesting, Rav Soloveitchik asked the question, if you owe the Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, the Kibush has to be with the blood in a Melchama. He says, I paid for my house in Boston. So if you all Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, my house has Kedusha as Eretz Yisrael. Probably not. Why not? So I finally saw recently that this issue is raised by recent Gedolim asked that question. If you buy a house in New York, it has a Kedusha, how can it be? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that the answer is, it has to be contiguous to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has to be full of Kedusha. And then if you're Kovish in area, the Kibush can be by buying and it doesn't have to be by waging war. When you buy an area that's adjacent to Eretz Yisrael, so then the Kedusha can spill over from Eretz Yisrael into the Arotzes on the surface as well. But it was on a different continent. It's in America. The Pashta says that it can't. Eretz Yisrael is connected with the three continents, with Europe, Asia, and Africa. So there's a lot of a lot of area that you can expand to. But l'chor, you have to go a little at a time. It has to be contiguous to Eretz Yisrael. I saw the Gemara has a din in the second parak in Makkos, Elohein HaGoylin, that they were, the three Ori Miklat that Moshe Rabbeinu designated in Eber HaYarden didn't begin to function till after Yeshua Ben Nun crossed over the Yarden, and he was kaveh the other three. So he always thought that the pshat was that it's either six or nothing. Even though Lassi Lover, there are going to be another three Ori Miklot, so why not say that it's nine or nothing? So that says in the Chumash not. The six Ori Miklot are koilet now. And Lassi Lover, Kiach Hashem Lekechaz Gvulcha, then you add on another three Ori Miklot. So I always thought the Pshat was, Kozman, you don't have six, you only have the three Nebayar, and it's not koilet. So I saw a Chiddush Rabbi Shmuel Kutna was one of the Goyim. He's famous for the Hetter Mechira. He was one of the three Gedolim who signed on the Hetter Mechira in the late 1800s. But he was a great Goyim out there. He has on everything. As on Kol HaTorah Kulo. Recently they reprinted his Svarim. So he has in one of his Svarim, he suggests that Pshat is different. He says that the Ori Miklot only function in Eretz Yisrael. And he assumes that Eber HaYarden had Kedusha B'Toras HaRotzes on the surface. That's very questionable. Eber HaYarden had Kedusha, had Kedusha B'Toras Eretz Yisrael. So he's assuming no, it's B'Toras Kol Mokam Shatidra Kachra Aglachem. So he says, Eber HaYarden didn't have Kedusha until Yeshua Ben Nun was Kodesh Eretz Yisrael. So, and then when Eretz Yisrael was endowed with Kedusha, then the Kedusha can spill over to Eber HaYarden, and then the Ori Miklot can function there too. It's missing, you have to add on a little more spice, you have to add a little more salt and pepper over here to explain. What do you mean? The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael took 14 years later, but when you get to Chala, the Gemara says, B'vayach Malar, it's Chala, they're Mechuyev right away from day number one. So it doesn't really depend, not that it's six or nothing, not that Yeshua Ben Nun had to be kover the other three. The three in Eber HaYarden could be kolet also without the three in Eretz Yisrael. But they had a first endowed Kedusha, some level of Kedusha to Eretz Yisrael in order that Eber HaYarden should spill over to Eber HaYarden. Because the Miklot are only kolet if they're in Eretz Yisrael. It's an interesting there. That's on along the lines of Rav Soloveitchik. The Kedusha of Aratz on the surface should spill over from Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam says that was the role of the Nesim, Nasiach and Nasiach Alamata, to accomplish that it should be a kibush rabim, it shouldn't be a kibush yoch. So how, Peturis, what did the Nesim have the right to represent all the members of the Shevet? So the Gemara has three suggestions. They reject the first, they reject the second, and they remain with the third. So the first suggestion was that maybe these Nesim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recommended that all of the members of each Shevet should appoint this. This is the recommendation, Hasten. They should all appoint this individual person as their Shaliach. And Shalucho Shalodim Kamoisai, that's how the Nesim had the right to represent all the members of the Shevet. So the Gemara is not happy with that pshat because HaKtanim Alab B'nei Shlichas Nino. There must have been some Ketana before Bar Mitzvah who were Yisraimim and who got a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. And a Kotan can't have a Shliach function on his behalf. A Kotan can't be Meman HaShliach. So the Gemara rejects the first pshat. So that was the whole Sugya on the Mem Aleph Amid, Aleph Amid Beis. What is the Mokker for Shlichas? But it cannot be that the Nesim representing all the members of the Shevet is B'Torah Shlichas, because some of the people were getting Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. Waktanim sakot and can't have a shlich. So what was this second suggestion? The second suggestion was, it's not b'toras shlichas, but b'toras zochan li'odom shalai b'fonov. That's surprising. There is a Gemara in Bava Metzia, Dafayin Beis, with a Gemara, Dafayin Aleph on Beis, Dafayin Beis on Aleph, that's in Perek, Ezer, Neshech. So the Gemara says there that a Nochri, who doesn't have the ability to appoint a shaliach, also doesn't have the ability to have someone do Zochan on his behalf. So it sounds from the Gemara as if Zochan L'Adam Shalai B'Fanav is a branch of the din of Shlichas. So the Gemara raises the question, wait a minute, so what if you have a Kotan? A Kotan can't have a Shliach, so a Kotan can't have anyone be Zochan on his behalf? So the Gemara says, no, that a Kotan is not the same as a Nochri. A Nochri is L'Yosir L'Chalal Shlichas. Even if he lives to 120, unless he's going to convert. The Kolzman is Enoch, he doesn't have any shlichas, but the Kotan will ultimately become a bar mitzvah. So since Otsi l'chalal shlichas, Nehi, that right now the Katnus, he doesn't have a shliach, but Nehi the shlichas leisle is chia miho isle. So the Tosis points out that Tosis is not on that daf. The Tosis is in Ksubis, Yud Aleph, Amar Aleph. There's a famous Tosis there about Gerkot Matbila Moso Adaz Bezen. So Tosis points out that there are two Girsas in that Gemara regarding one word. When you say that a cotton, Zochen Lekotten, you can do Schi on behalf of a cotton. Does that work in our Torah? Does that only work in the Rabbanim? The Tosis is assuming that Zochen Leodam Shlei B'Fanav works in our Torah by a Gadol. We'll have to discuss that. How is that so borrowed to Taisus? Taisus comes in, institution of Zachon L'Adam Shalabifanov usually works Menat Torah. Yet where do you have, it's interesting, where is the first place in Mishnah is where it says that Din of Zachon L'Adam Shalabifanov happens to be an Erevin. When you want to have an Erev Chatzeris that everyone should be allowed to carry within an area, within an apartment building. So one person buys a box of matzahs and he gives it to the next neighbor. I give it to my next neighbor. My next neighbor picks it up at Tefach, and she says she's an Amana, so she has a mind to be kind of shutzvahs on behalf of all of Shomer Shabbos who live there now, on behalf of all the Shomer Shabbos going to move in until next Pesach. So that's the first case in the Mishnah is where it says, Zachon L'Adam Shalabifana. I want to give the matana to someone who is not here. So I give the matana to somebody who is here, and he acts on behalf of the Mekabel matana. So that's what Tosis has two gerses in the Gemara. There in Ezer Neshech, and Afayim Beis Amad Aleph, and he, the Shlichus Leislei, the cotton right now doesn't have Shlichus, but Schia Mihamid the Rabban and Islei, he doesn't have Zachon Min HaTorah, because Schia Mitam Shlichus, but he has Schia Mid the Rabban. The other gerse is, no, Nehi, the Shlichus Leislei, Schia Mi Islei, that Schia works for a cotton Min HaTorah, just like it works for Godel Min HaTorah, works for cotton also Min HaTorah. Those are the two gears. That's what the Rishonim use an expression. If you look on the Ran here and the other Rishonim, the Rashbo, the Ritvo, all the Rishonim talk about it. You say, Schiyas mitam shlichas, and Schiyas la mitam shlichas. It's a melitza. If Schiyas mitam shlichas, it means that even though the other person didn't appoint me as a shliach to act on his behalf, I have the right to volunteer on my own, to function as a shliach. If it's a dovisha yeshva schus, if we know for sure that the person would be happy to have me act as his shliach. When they need minu shlichas, that's if it's not so clear that he'll be happy about it. But if it's an umdere, that he would be happy for me to act as his shliach. So the Torah says I have a right to volunteer to become a shliach, even though he never appointed me. Even though there was no minu shlichas. So that's what it means, chir mitam shlich. Chir la mitam shlich means it's not b'din shlich. It's not that the halacha considers me as if I can't be a shlich unless the person is memana me as a shlich. Zoch l'adam shlabifanam is a different din. Rav Soloveitchik worded it like this. What's the difference between shchi mitam shlich, shchi elam mitam shlich? So he said, shchi mitam shlich is when you have shlucha shalodim kemoi. So let's say I have a house I want to sell. So I appoint a real estate agent as a shlich to sell the house on my behalf. I want to buy a house. So I appoint a shliach to buy the house for me. So when the shliach sells my house or he buys a house for me, you don't say that he did the maise and the chalois is chal for me. Yodo ki yodi vasi yose kasi yose. It's considered as if I did the maise kinyan and the chalois is for me. That's what shlichas is. Yodo ki yodi vasi yose kasi yose. So if you hold that schiyah mitam shlichas, it's also considered as if the other person did the maise himself and the chalois is for him. If you hold schiyah la mitam shlichas, it means that I did the maise and the chalois is for him. If you hold schiyah mitam shlichas, it means I didn't even do the maise if he did. It's considered as if he did the maise and the chalois is on his behalf. The Gemara has a machlokes b'shamay and b'shilo, where the shliach nasa eid or not. Can the shliach become an aid? So b'shamay are of the opinion, and shliach nasa aid, because the shliach is doing the maisa, he's the bala maisa. So the bala maisa is the baldover. So how can he, a baldover is not kosher leidus. Not only baldover is pasal leidus, they crave him to the baldover, are also pasal leidus. But if the shliach is doing the maisa, and we pass him like Bez Hillel, that shliach is nasa aid. He's not the baldover, he's not the bala maisa. Shluchu shalodim kemaisa means the asiyasa kasiyasi. He did is considered as if the mishalech. I appointed you as a shlich to sell my house, and you did the whole kinyan. You negotiated and you sold the house. It's considered as if I did the maisa kinyan and the chaloisis. Everything I did. The shlich is not even called the bala maisa, according to Bez Hillel. Not even called the bala maisa. So that would be the shaila, let's say, if you hold schia la mitam shlichus. Maybe Bez Hillel would agree with Beis Shammai over there. Schiyah la mitam shlichus means I did the maise and the chalois is for him. Schiyah mitam shlichus means it's considered like shlichus. If he did the maise, as if the mishalech did the maise and the chalois is for him. So we pass like Bez Hillel that Shlech is Nasa'ed here in the beginning of the second parak in Kedushin. So it could well be that that's only by Shlichus. Could be by Zochen, you would say, the one who's doing the Zechia is the Bala Maisa. So he cannot serve as the Eid. Could be that he's Posoleitis. So here the Gemara rejected the original Pshat. The original Pshat was that the Nesiim represented all the members of the Shevet Midin Shlichus. And the Gemara said it cannot be, because the Vaktanim Hanot L'Chelik Boretz, and they can't have a Shliach act on anybody. On their behalf. So the Gemara rejected the first pshat. So what was the correct pshat, the second pshat? That is, Midin Zochin. So you're saying that that's a pasuk in Chumash, that Zchiyah Lekotan works in the Torah. You're saying there is Zchiyah Lekotan. Not like the Gerus of Zchiyah Mi'am Ed Rabbon and Islay. No, Zochin works in the Torah. So the, at least at this point, it could be the Gemara is going to reject it later. At least at this point, the Gemara, that's what the Rishonim said, at least at this point, the Gemara clearly thought that Zchiyah is Lami Tam Shlichas. Then the Gemara is not happy with that pshat. The Gemara says, how can they say, Elo is based on Zochen Le'adam Shlevifan. The Gemara asks, V'tizbur azchusu, achoy v'nami yika. Why? Dika nichalei b'har v'nichalei b'bika, nichalei b'bikva l'nichalei b'har. Who says that people are, who says everyone's going to be happy with what they get? You only say Zochen Le'adam Shlevifanov if it appears at the time that you're doing the act of Zchiyah, that is L'toy Vasoy. There's a mission at the end of the first parak in Gittin, where there's a machlokes from Meir and Chachamim. Can you do you say Zochel Le'adam Shlevifanov to be zecha get shichur on behalf of an eved? So we paskin that it's chusul le'eved sheyotzei mitachas Rabbi, and Rav Meir disagrees. Meir holds that it's not a chus. What about to be mekabel a get for a woman? If the wife is not here, the husband writes a get. He wants to divorce his wife. So that wife is not here. So let someone be mekabel a get on behalf of wife. Mishkan said that's not a schus. So the nesivus and chayish mishpat asked the kasha, why is it not a schus? Maybe the woman is dying to get divorced from her husband. Maybe she's not. But the din is whenever you do zochem le'adam shleib b'fanav, when the person finds out about it, let's say somebody, I want to give you a gift and you're not here. So I give the gift to someone who is here. He's kind of for you. When you find out about it, you say no, thank you. I don't want to. You don't want to be indebted to me. You don't want to have anything. You don't like me. You don't want to accept any gifts from me. So you have a right to be meicha. You can say, I don't want it. So the Nesivus ask, why does the Mishnah say in Git, in the end of the first Perek, that you don't say Zochen Le'adam Shleib b'fanav by get? Because we're not so convinced that the woman wants a get. So what? Now she has all the options. If she wants a get, so she can say, I want to get, then she'll be Megereshet. If he doesn't want it, she'll say, I don't want to get. So isn't that itself a Zchiyah? You give the woman all the options. So, Ein Lecha Zchiyah G'day L'Mizuz. So then Yisibi says, you see from the Mishnah, a klal, that you only say Zochen Le'adam Shleib b'fanav if it seems from the perspective of the present that it is L'toy V'osay. But to give the person all the options if he wants it, if he doesn't want it, that's not called Zochen. Zochen means it would appear from the perspective of the present that it is L'toy V'osay. That's the Shaila that... When you have Yontav Shecholi is Be'er Shabbos, so you have to make an Erev Tavshilin to be allowed to cook on Yontav Shabbos. So the Gemara says in Beitza, in the second parak in Beitza, has all the dinim of Erev Tavshilin. So the rabbi has the responsibility. The Gemara says an Erev, and the rabbi in the community has the responsibility to make an Erev that everyone should be allowed to carry, because someone is going to forget and carry. So that's the rabbi's responsibility. And some people are going to forget to make the Erev Tavshilin. So it's the rabbi's responsibility to make to be mezakeh the Erev Tavshilin on behalf of all of the balabatim. So the rabbi may be afraid he's going to forget Erev Yontif, to make the Erev Tavshilin Erev Yontif. So let's say right after Shachris, he's going to make the Erev Tavshilin first thing in the morning, right after Shachris. Right after Shachris, a lot of the balabatim on their office already. So if you would call them up and you would say, do you want me to make the Erev Tavshilin on your behalf? They will say, no, I want to make my own Erev Tavshilin. I'm going to come home early. If you're going to make the Erev Tavshilin for me, then I can't say a bracha on my own Erev Tavshilin. I don't want to be zeicha in your Erev Tavshilin. I want to make my own Erev Tavshilin when I come home. If you call them up in the office at 9 o'clock, they may answer like that. Then what happens if there's a traffic jam and the balabas comes home, just he makes it by the skin of his teeth? And he just had a chance to take a shower and to run to shul. And he forgot to make the Erev Tavshilin. So can you say Zochel Le'adam Shleib b'fanav? According to the Nesivus, you only say Zochel Le'adam Shleib b'fanav if it appears that it's litoivasei at the time that you're doing the act of schiyah. So the pashtus perhaps should be that the rabbi should make the eftav shalom the last minute in the day on Erev Yandam. Shouldn't do the first thing in the morning. First thing in the morning, a lot of the balabatman whose behalf he's making the eftav shalom will probably say, no, thank you. I don't want you to make the eftav shalom for me. I want to make my own mitzvah bo yes, mashal. I want to make my own eftav shalom. I want to say my own bracha. So that's the balamor there, and Beitzer raises that issue a little bit. That's an issue. Rav Soloveitchik spent a lot of time with his mother's father, Rav Elia Feinstein. That was Rav Moshe Feinstein's uncle, was Rav Soloveitchik's grandfather. Rav Soloveitchik's mother was the first cousin of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Her maiden name was Feinstein. So he has a tshuva sefer that's called Halichas Eliyahu, and he has a whole tshuva in Chelek Eben Ezra about this nesivus. He writes by Richas. He's maskamet the nesivus. That's what you see from that Mishnah, the end of the first parak in Gitna. You only apply the klal of Zalchan Adam Shalai Bifanav if from the perspective of the present it would appear that it's litoy vasai. And then later on he has the brevet to be moichet, to say I don't want it. But if you zeichu all the options for him and you don't know which way it's going to go at the time that you're doing this chid, that's not called Zalchan Adam Shalai Bifanav. So that's what the Gemara says. Some of the people got in the Golan, some of the Shvatim got in the Negev, some of them got the different areas. Who says the fellow's going to be happy with what he got? Because the Rebbeinu Shlom wants them to, but it depends whether he's happy or not. So if it's based on Zalchan Adam Shalai Bifanav, who says that he's happy? So the Gemara rejects that pshat. The Gemara says it's not based on Zalchan Adam Shalai Bifanav at all, it's based on a din of apotropos. So that's what Rav Baruch Ber has in the Shiurim on Kiddushin, on this Gemara. So he has in parentheses, he raises a question. So once the Gemara rejects the second suggestion, the Gemara moves on to a third suggestion, that the Nesim represented all the members of the Shevet, not Midin Shlichas and not Midin Zochim, but rather Midin Apotropos. So Rav Baruch Ber raises a question. So how do you know there is a din of Zochim Le'olam Shalai Bifanav? Maybe there is no such din? Maybe there is no din of Zachlan. Maybe the whole din of Zachlan and Shalai Bifanav is only made the Rabbanan. So there are Tanaim who say like that. There is a Mishnah in Bava Basra, Kuf Nun Vav Amid Beis, where there's a three-way Machloikas HaTanaim regarding Zachlan and Shalai Bifanav. So one Tan is of the opinion there's only Zachlan on behalf of a Kotan. There's no Zachlan on behalf of a Godel. That's the opposite from the way we usually think. The other sheet, no, Zachlan le Godel bein Zachlan le Kotan. That we understand. There's schia for a godel, there's no schia for a katan, because a katan is a labra shlichas, and schia mitam shlichas, so there's no schia at all. But why does one tan hold faket? There's only zochen for a katan, not for a godel. So the Rashbam explains there in Bava Basra, because the whole institution, whole din of zochen adam shalai bifanav, is only invention mid the rabbanon, and you only need a takana. For ketanim, the ketanim are labanei das, they can't make their own kinyonim. So they had to come up with the takana the rabbanon zochen the other, but for gedolim you don't need any takanas. When the god will come, I want to give him a matana. He'll come tomorrow. Today he's not here, so why should I make a takana that I'll give you the matana to be kind of him? Let him come tomorrow, and he'll pick up the matana himself. So there is the way the Rashbam learns the Mishnah. There is a tana who's of the opinion that zochen is only mid the rabbanon. The second pshat was rejected, so there's no mocker. For Zachin and Chum is only made the Rabbanan, so they only made the Takana for Ketanim, not for Gdon. We don't paskin like either of those Tanam. We paskin like the third Shita, Zachin Bein Lekotim Bein Legodim. So that's what Tosis had the two Girsis on the top line in Bab Metzia, Dafayim Beis Amarala, that Gemara in Perka Zeh Neshech. Nehidis Shlichas Leisle, Kotim doesn't have Shlichas. Schia Mi made the Rabbanan Isle, or Schia Mi O Isle. Whether you have the word made the Rabbanan or not, those are the two Girsis that the Tosfos had. We assume that there is a din of Zochin min HaTorah, and the question is whether Zechiyah LeKotan works min HaTorah mid the Rabbanan. So what was the final pshat? The final pshat was that it teaches you the din of Apotropos. Yeah. Apotropos, there's a Gemara in Gittin. Where's the Gemara in Gittin? The Gemara in Gittin has a distinction between here in Gittin Nun Beis Amid Aleph. It says the apotropos has the ability to be mafresh trumas and maisis. Let's say the father died, and the apotropos is in charge of all the nichsei ha'yisayim. So he has the right to be mafresh tumas amaisus kedei lahachil, to feed the yisayimim now, but not lahaniach, not for the distant future. So the Rashbo assumes that that distinction between lahachil and lahaniach is only midirabbanan. It doesn't make sense on the level of the raisa to distinguish between lahachil and lahaliach. So the question is, on the level of the raisa, they're both the same. In which direction? They're both the same that an apotropos cannot be mafresh. They're both the same that apotropos can be mafresh. So that's 2 days in the Rashbo. He quotes a machlokes harishon. So it could well be that machlokes is, it's a question, what is the machlokes? So there are two opinions in the Rishonim. What is the Geder Hadin of apotropos? Apotropos is considered like a Balim? Or do you say not apotropos? Apotropos is not considered a Balim. Apotropos is a fancy form of Zachon Le'odem Shlei B'fanov. You see, if I'm going to be a Zachon Le'odem Shlei B'fanov on your behalf in the Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, who says that you want to be in the Golan? Who says you want to be in the Negev? Maybe you want to be closer to Yerushalayim. Everybody wants to be closer to Yerushalayim. Some of all the people who are far away from Yerushalayim, they're probably all unhappy. So that's what the Gemara said. How can you apply Zachon Le'odem Shlei B'fanov? Who knows whether you're going to be happy or not? How can you apply Zachon? But if it's an apotropos is a fancier form of Zachon. So that's one opinion in Rishonim. Apotropos is a fancy form of Zachon. So even though it could turn out that it's L'chaiva, but we say you still apply Zachon on Mishlei L'fanim. So what is the fancier form? When do you call it apotropos and when do you call it Zachon? When they say it's only a din of Zachin, so it's not if there's no umdin and mucha that is going to be happy, so you can't apply Zachin. When they say no, apotropos even loch of amanas liskas is also good. So I think the Rishonim used the Loshim. Whenever the Zachin is done under the auspices of a Bezdin, then it has a din of apotropos. Then it works even if it's not so clear that it's an act of Zachin. So if you say like that, if you say that apotropos is just a fancy form of zochin, and it works even though there's no umdin and muchach that the fellow is going to be happy about it, so then you can say, Rabbi Baruch Be'er's question was, once you get to the maskana that this parsha of Nasi Echad is not based on the principle of zochin, but it's rather based on the principle of apotropos, how do you know there is a din of zochin? So you can answer, no, apotropos is a fancy form of zochin. The Torah says, whenever the zachiyah is done under the auspices of a bezdin, then it's even a fancier form of zachin. But the premise is that there's a basic din of zachin. When it's not done under the auspices of a bezdin, when it's done under the auspices of a bezdin, then it's a fancier form. But other Rishonim say, no, apotropos is not at all midin zachin. It's midin bailam. Apotropos has the right to act as if he is the bailam. What might possibly be an afkemina aloch alamaisa? There is a discussion in Choshen Mishpat. There is an institution of Kinyan Agav. A person is Makne Metaltalim Agav Karka. What time is it now? It's 6:15. So there is a din of Kinyan Agav. If I'm Makne Mishnah Kiddushin, in the first pair. If you Makne Metaltalim Agav Karka to the same person, so then you don't need to make a Kinyan. There's no need to make a Kinyan on the Metaltalim. The Kinyan on the Karka accomplishes the Kinyan HaMetaltim. The Gemara says it's a Pasuk in Divrei HaYamim. That's an issue. The Rishonim raise a Pasuk in Divrei HaYamim has the ability to teach us a Din D'Oraisa. Usually we have a Klal Divrei Tarmid Divrei Kabbalah Lo Yafinon. So that's 2 days in Tosfos whether the institution of Kinyan Agav is a Din D'Oraisa, Din D'Rabbanan. So Tosfos in Bava Kama, I think on Daf Yud Aleph Amunal, Tosfos has a whole pshat, a whole fantastic pshat in the Gemara. And the pshat is all based on the assumption that Agav is only midirabbanan. The Gemara has a discussion there with Avodim Hupshula Karkoyas Anan, Machlokes Amaroi. So Tosfos says, what do you mean? It says all over Shas, Avodim Hupshula Karkoyas. What, all of a sudden they wake up now? Machlokes Amaroi. The Tanoim say Avodim Hupshula Karkoyas. So Tosfos answers, no. Avodim Hupshula Karkoyas, that's for dinim that appear in the Chumash, dinim deraisa. What if it's a din derabbanan? So Tosfos interprets the whole Gemara there, everything is dinim derabbanan. Kinyan Agav is a din derabbanan in Shibud Nechosim. The ability to collect from the Lukuchas is only Shibud Olav Deraisa, and everything has been derabbanan. Everything has been derabbanan. But the Rabbi Kivega there is Mitzayin, looking at Teis in Kiddushin, the first parak assumes Kinyan Agav is Deraisis. How can you learn? That's the question. How can you learn how to din Deraisa from a Pasuk in Divrei HaYomim? Usually we assume Divrei Torah, Divrei Kabbalah, Lo Yafina. So some of the Rishayim explain, it depends. If you have a Pasuk in Navi that says, the din is XYZ. So that's Divrei Torah, Divrei Kabbalah, Lo Yafina. Here, the Pasuk doesn't say what the din is. Pasuk says that the Melech gave his children matonis mitaltalim agal karka. It tells a story that someone was makdem mitaltalim agal karka. If it tells you a story, it could be the story was based on the din deraisa. If the Navi tells you the din is, I was told benevuah, the din is XYZ, so that could be that's only the rabbonim. But if the Pasuk tells you a story, and the story is based on the assumption that there's such a kinyan, that could be that that's a Derech Sipa Maisa, that could be that that's a din derais. Anyway, but there is such a kinyan agav. So kinyan agav, you can be makna metalton agav karka, even though one is ben mecha, one is ben matan, you still say kinyan agav. That's only if the karka metalton are going to the same person. So let's say you have a case of zochen li adam shalai befanov. I want to give you the karka, and I want you to be zochen li metalton for somebody else. But you didn't make a kinyan on the betalim. If I would give you the betalim to pick up the hakbor to be kind of it to somebody else, fine. You're kind of the, you made a kinyan on the karka. Then agav the karka, I'm not giving you the betalim. I want you to be zeicha the betalim for someone else. So that's not agav. That's two different people. Agav is the betalim is going to the same person who's getting the karka. So that's the discussion in Choshen Mishpat. What if they are putrapus? What if I give the karka to the apotropos and the metatlim to the yisayimim? Or I give the karka to the yisayimim and the metatlim to the apotropos? Is that considered one bailim? Apotropos anichsaya yisayimim. Is that considered that he's a bailim? Well, no. It's a fancy form of zochen, but it's two different people. It's not the same person. It's not dinik bailim. So that's a discussion of Chosh Mish, but the shach talks about that. La'alochim. It's a problematic shach there. So these are the three pshatim in the Gemara. So it could be that the 2 days in the Rashba there in Gittin, where the Rashba assumes that the distinction between lahachil miyat to feed the yisayimim right away and lahaniach lahazman, he assumes that chilik is only made the rabbanon on the level of the raisa. They're both the same. In which direction are they both the same? So he has one version that the apotropos cannot be mafresh min haTorah any trumas and maisus. It's only midirabon. How can you make midirabon? Hefke bezne hefke. We were makne the peiros to the apotropos for the ability because of shas hatrak. So we say hefke bezne hefke. He has the. It's considered his. He has a right to be mafresh the trumas and maisus. And the other sheet is no min haTorah. He can even be mafresh for lohaniach lachazman because apotropos dinik abaylim. So it could be that that's involved over there. There's a machlekes Rama and the Rai, but also could well be by Yeshua Tam and Shor Amud and Bava Kam. It could be that that's involved in the machlekes. But apotropos is dinik abaylim. Apotropos is based on zochem. And again, if you assume apotropos is just a fancier form of zochem because it's done under the auspices of the Bezdin, if you say it like that, then the pasuk nasi echad is the mocker for the institution of apotropos. Then it's then in Memela, it's a mocker for the institution of zochen. Also, that could be the mocker for zochen. But if you hold apotropos dinik abaylim, then it doesn't serve as a mocker for the din of for zochen. So that's what Baruch Be'Shaila. What is the mocker? How do you know? So there's one Tana who is taka of the opinion that Zochen Rabbi Shlai B'Fanav was only with the Rabbanim. That's why he holds the only made a takana on behalf of Ketanim, not on behalf of Gedolim. But we don't accept that opinion. There is a Gemara in Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph from an Aleph. Gerkot Matbilim Osav Al Das Bezin. You can be, it's a common practice. A couple is married, they can't have any children for some reason or another. So they adopt a Nochri child and then they Megayar the child. In the Gemara, in the case of the Gemara, Rashi says, "Imehe biyosa lehisgayer." The mother brought the child that he should that she wants to convert the child. But the Rabbi Moshe is it true? He writes, even if today the mother doesn't bring the child, the mother gives the child up for adoption. And then the adoptive parents, the couple, are converting the child. They don't consult the mother. So we assume that it's labdavke, maybe he also his guy. That's Rav Chaim Oizer, right? That's the common practice. So the Tosfos there, the Gemara sounds like it says that this is based on the principle of Zochel Adam Shlei Bevonah, because normally a person has to come and express his interest in converting. You have to have a Gadol who says, I want to convert, and he does Geiris, I'll be Pashtus. So how can you mean Bekara Kotn, he's an infant, he's just a week old, they just adopted him. He's a little baby, how can you, he has no Das Geiris. So the Gemara sounds like it says, it's based on Zochel Adam Shlei Bevonah. So Tosfos is bothered with Akasha. If you have the Girsin, the Gemara there in Ezer Neshech, that's Chiyam behef of a cotton is only Midrabbanon. So what do you mean? Menatorah, he's a goy, Midrabbanon, he's Jewish. There is such a thing. Menatorah is a goy, Midrabbanon, he's Jewish. So that's a problem. It's a big problem. Tosfos works on Akasha. So a lot to discuss on that. So there's a funny Rashi there. It's very unclear what Rashi's driving at. Rashi says, on that Gemara, Gerkot matbil mosal das bezen, the bezen heim nasim lo av, they become like a father to him. What does Rashi want, heim nasim lo av? Very unclear. So the Pnei Yeshua has a fantastic Kiddush there. He forgot to say that the Shach, who lived a little before the Pnei Yeshua, Shach lived in the 1700s, Shach lived in the 1600s. The Shach has the whole pshat. The Shach has it in the Nekudas HaKesem, Asim Shinhei, the Simit about Pidyon HaBen. So it's a very long Nekudas HaKesem there. And he has the same pshat as the Pnei Yeshua and Rashi. Heim Nasim Lo Av, he says that the word apotropos means pater. It's whatever foreign language it is. Pater means a father. And Rashi learned a sugya that is not based on Zochel Adam Shlei Bevonah. Ger Gotam is based on apotropos. I always thought that apotropos is a din, a chosha mishpat, din in mamonis. Would he have apotropos and Issa Veheta? Whoever heard of apotropos and Issa Veheta? So the Pnei Yeshua with the Shach before him, they both assume that Rashi learned pshat that Ger Gotam matbin l'mosa adaz bes, and it's not midin zochen, it's midin apotropos. And even if you hold that Zochen Lakotten is only made the Rabbanon, like that Girsa that Tosfos had, but Apotropos for sure is good for a cotton. The Gemara here, the Gemara thought that the Nisim represented all the members of the Shevet Midin Shlichas. The Gemara rejects it, it can't be because they were Ketanim. So the Gemara gives the second shot, it's Midin Zochen. So at that point in the Sugi, the Gemara thought that Zochen Lakotten works Minat Torah. So that's 2 days in Tosfos. So the answer is Igmar rejected it anyway. It's not clear that he's happy now, what he's going to get later on. So once they rejected it, so you're free to say again, that's Tchir Lekotan Zolim Medirabbana. You're not Mechuyiv. That's what the Rishonim say, you're not Mechuyiv to say. But the Igmar comes to the final maskana. They worked on him, Mishas Chalukas Horus, and it worked Midin Apotropos. So Apotropos does work for a Kotan, works Menat Torah. But I always thought that Apotropos is a din of chosha mishpat and din of mamonis. So the Shach and the Pnei Yeshua both say it applies to Issa v'Heter as well. So then after thinking about it, I realized the Ravid says beferish like that. All the Rishonim raise a question, why do you need mishpatei hatanoim? A person gives a get all the time, kedush all the time, sells a house, buys a house all the time. There are so many rules and regulations about tanoim. Whenever the person makes it tonight, let it be, it should cancel the kinyan or cancel the kiddushin. Midin kiddushin tois. Every time the tonight is not mekuyim. Why don't you say it's midin tois? The answer is no, tonight mil sachrita. Tonight is not midin tois. They're two different dinim. Why not? So there are four different shitas in Rishonim, why not? So the Rambam quotes an opinion from the Gaonim, that you only need mishpatei hatanoim and isa the heter. Indeed, in Mamanus, you don't need mishpatei hatanoim. And the Rambam rejects it. So in one place, in Hilchas Ishus, I think, the Rambam rejects it. Here, I quoted in the Marmikonis. Peregvod and Ishus, halacha yud gimel. So the Rambam says, there's no raya. There's no source to back up that opinion from the Goyim. He thinks that they're wrong. The Rambam thinks you need mishpatei hatanoim, even in Dinamam, doesn't make any sense. And the Rebbe says, look what I wrote in Hilchas Chiyah Matana. The Rebbe thinks that it is correct. So the Rambam Hilchas Chiyah Matana repeats the same thing. The Gaonim came up with a chiddush that there's no need from Nishpate Atanoim. You don't have to word it in a specific way in Dinim Amanus. And he says, it's wrong. The Gaonim are wrong. In Hilchas Chiyah, right? In the Dabas, I write. There's no raya to back it up. In Hilchas Chiyah Matani writes, it's wrong. I have a raya that they're wrong, because what was Chalukas Haaretz in the days of the Tanai Bnei? Where do you learn that Tanai? From Chalukas Haaretz. So Chalukas Haaretz wasn't any mamanis. And all the rules and regulations, all the Mishpatei Tanai, I learned that from Tanai Bnei Gadim Neirum. So you see, you do need Mishpatei Tanai, even in Dini Mamanis. So the Ravid is Masik, and the Rambam writes, Ein Ladab is a raya. So the Rebbe writes a Melitza, Achol Beishen Raya Ladov, Zecha Ladov. And he says, no. He says, it does make sense. In Dini Mamanis, it's my money. I own the house. I have a right to sell the house on any crazy tonight. I say, if it snows today, the Kenyan should be Chav, does snow not. If the Kenyan is not, if it doesn't snow, the Kenyan is not Chav, Midin Tois. Any crazy tonight that you make in Dini Mamanis works Midin Tois. You don't need Mishpatei Tonight. And he said, the heter, the Torah doesn't give you the right to have a crazy das. Either you decide to marry the girl or not, or you decide to divorce your wife or not to divorce. And he said, the heter, you have no right to make crazy things, but it can work midin tonight. So if it's working midin tonight, not midin tonight, then you have to have mishpatei tonight. So he says, and b'nei gadim le'ruvin was not any mominus. It was Issa the heter. It was chalukas ha'aretz. There was kibush v'chiluk. That was the Mekadosh of Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't Dini Mominus. It's not that they had Eretz Yisrael and they're dividing it. They didn't have it yet. They weren't Kaivish it yet. So the Ravid explains that when the Gemara comes to the Maskona, that the Pshat in the Nesiyim was Midin Apotropos. They represented all the members of the Shevet, Midin Apotropos. It's an apotropos in Issa the Heter, not an apotropos in Choshem Mishpat. He said this was Issa the Heter. It wasn't Dini Mamanus. They didn't have it yet. So I was stunned to see that. So what I always thought, that the original din of apotropos Dini Mamanus, he says, no, the Rebbe says it was Issa the Heter. That's why he needed Mishpatei Tanaim. If it would have been Dini Mamanus, he wouldn't have needed Mishpatei Tanaim. Any crazy Tanaim you make is binding. The answer is that they didn't have Eretz Yisrael yet. They didn't have anything yet. So it's really a Tanai in the Issa v'Heta. It was an Inyan of Issa v'Heta, so that's why apotropos clearly does work in Issa v'Heta. So that's what both the Shach and the Kudus Lakes, the Simen Shinhei, Simen about Pidyon HaBen, and the Pnei Yeshua, they both interpret that that's what Rashi is saying. Rashi says, Gerkat mat b'idam osu adas bezn. What do you need a bezin for? If it would be zochen, not under the auspices of a bezin, would be medin zochen, then schir lekotem would only be med the rabbanon. But because it's adas bezin, the bezin is doing the zochen, so that has a din of apotropos, and apotropos for cotton. That's a pasuk that it works min haTorah, and apotropos even works in Issa v'Heta. The original pasuk is Issa v'Heta. It also works in Dini Mamanus, but you can't say it doesn't work in Issa v'Heta. This is a very important Gemara, a lot of important dinim here. Okay, I left out there's a lot to discuss on Mem Aleph also. Very good. Shkoyach.